This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Above the moon, beyond the stars, was a miraculous place called Heaven's Light. Clouds of crystal stardust swirled about this place of love and understanding. From Heaven's Light, tiny little beings called Earth Angels flew to Earth on winds of wishes and wants. Here they sprinkled wonderful dreams across night skies for all the sleeping children, and the Earth sparkled in delight. In Heaven's Light, there were wondrous places of great delight. All places were found by walking the pillowy, billowing corridor of clouds. Near the end of the corridor was a room built of rainbows called the Cradle. This was the Heaven's Light daycare, and it was filled with great love and laughter. It was here that the littlest Earth Angels giggled and cooed and played peekaboo from behind the clouds. Here in the Cradle, butterfly bubbles gently floated on scented winds. Little baby fingers reached to touch the butterfly bubbles as they floated by. Now, whenever a little angel wished to fly, a tiny finding bell was placed on their wrist. If ever they should be lost, the tinkling bell would guide an older Earth Angel quickly to their side. Above the Cradle were a series of floating clouds called the Loft. The loft was stacked with wonderful picture and storybooks. When a little Earth Angel had grown a bit, they were allowed to fly alone to the loft to look at the books that waited there. They were allowed to fly alone only if they had a finding bell attached to the wrist. Most fascinated by these books was a little angel called Jacob. For hours and hours he sat in the loft and looked at the books about life on Earth. The stories he'd loved the best were about bunnies and bears. Oh, how he wished he could go to Earth alone. But whenever he wished his wish out loud, Hannah warned, "Little angels are not to fly to Earth by themselves. There are great dangers there." It was also from the loft that they were taught to exercise their wings. From here, under the guidance of Hannah and Finnegan, the little angels lifted themselves on short flights above Heaven's Light. One day, Finnegan told the little angels that he and Hannah planned to take them all on a trip to the moon and back again. Oh, for the first time ever, Jacob was so excited about taking one of the many flights. He knew that just beyond the moon was the planet of his dreams, Earth. Now Hannah explained the rules. Everyone must stay together, and everyone must wear a finding bell. Do you all understand? She asked. And all the tiny halos nodded, yes. The flight was going well, when just this side of the moon, as the others flew on, Jacob stopped in mid-flap and looked down. He said breathlessly, "There it is!" Below, wrapped in ribbons of clouds, was Earth, the planet of his dreams. Unaware that Jacob had stopped, Hannah and Finnegan guided the rest of the flock of tinkling angels around the moon and back towards Heaven's Light. Jacob was alone, hovering where he didn't belong and not knowing what to do. He could follow after the others, or he could fly to Earth. "If I fly to Earth," he thought, "they will quickly find me by following the tinkle of my bell and bring me back. Oh, dear, what can I do?" He thought and thought. And then slowly, he removed the finding bell and threw it spinning towards the moon. He was free. Jacob swooped down to Earth on his tiny wings. Down and down he flew through fluffy clouds of morning mist. Suddenly, he broke into the bright blue sky below. There, just like in the books, were mountains, meadows, rivers, and trees. like a picture from a storybook, the sun, just rising, beamed in greeting to the little angel as if to say, "Hey, little angel, welcome to your dreams." Down and down he flew until he was hovering just above the leaves of a great tree at the edge of a meadow. Birds chirped and sang as they swirled about the tree. Chipmunks chittered and chattered as they scampered from branch to branch carrying nuts and berries. Oh, all this noise was wonderful music to Jacob's ears. And Jacob flew on to the middle of the meadow and gently floated to the ground. He landed in a field of purpled clover, yellow daffodils, and white daisies. Earth was exactly as he had dreamed it would be. It was as if his books had come to life, and the only thing missing was a bunny and a bear.
"I'm looking for Earth angels bright to come flying from heaven's light. I'm looking all over, and I'm looking all under for the Earth angels to come into sight. As I'm looking for bunnies and bears to come bounding down the stairs, I've looked all over, I've looked all under for bounding bunnies and bears. I'm looking for flowers and plants. I followed the silly ants. As they've looked all over, as they've looked all under for budding flowers and plants. I've broken the rules to come this far. I've flown from heaven on wings of a star to be just where I want to be. This is just where I want to be." "As you're looking for dreams to come true, is this earth important to you? Will you look all over, will you look all under to make sure your dreams will come true? So honor the place where you live. Reach out and help and give. You can look all over, you can look all under, but honor the place where you live. I've broken the rules to come this far. I've flown from heaven on wings of the star to be just where I want to be. This is just where I want to be."
He sat in a clump of clover and waited and waited. But no bunny or bear came, not even small baby ones. He had nearly given up, thinking the bunnies to be only make-believe, when there came a thumping and a bumping in the bushes. He stood and looked about, but all was still. He sat down and waited some more. And again there came a thump and a bump, followed by whispered giggles. And then in an explosion of daisies and daffodils, there came hopping into the clearing three baby bunnies with flopping ears and twitching noses. Oh, Jacob just laughed and laughed. Now, Earth angels weren't very big, which made these baby bunnies just his size. As he watched the bunnies bounce about, there came the sound of crashing and thrashing from the edge of the meadow. Jacob spun around, and out from behind a clump of daisy there popped a brown fuzzy head with a big black wet nose. "Wonder of wonders," he laughed, "it's a baby bear!" And little Jacob had found all of his dreams. He had found bouncing bunnies and a baby bear. With a giggle in his heart, he fluttered up on the baby bear's back and gently sat down. And the bear romped about the meadow like a pony as they chased after the bounding bunnies together. Suddenly, without warning, there came a very loud roar, followed by grumbles and growl. The baby bear and the bunnies stopped. Everything was nervously quiet. Again, there was a monstrous roar. Something was dreadfully wrong. In the blink of an eye, the bunnies disappeared. and Jacob was left alone on the baby bear's back. Suddenly, it seemed as if a cloud passed over the sun, and little Jacob was draped in a dim, shadowy light. He looked up, but there was no cloud hiding the sun. He turned around and then discovered what had frightened the bunnies away, for towering above him was a monstrous, mad mama bear in search of her cub, the baby bear on whose back Jacob rode. The mad mama bear was not pleased. There was an oversized bumblebee riding on the back of her child. Scared nearly out of his wits, Jacob stood on the little cub's back. He shook his wrist, trying to ring the finding bell in alarm. But there was no sound, because there was no bell. Frightened, Jacob glanced up just as the mama bear took an angry swipe with her great paw. "Oh, come on, wings, start flapping," he shouted. He pumped his wings like he had never pumped before and lifted barely an inch above the long, sharp claws that slapped where he had been but a moment before. He flipped and flapped over the flower tops as the mama bear angrily chased behind. "Help!" he shouted in his little voice, but there was no one to help him. Oh, yes, there was a need to wear the finding bell. It was just a little late for the learning. Like a miracle, he was saved. For all of this time, Hannah and Finnegan had searched and searched for Jacob, and it was nearly a miracle that they had happened by at that very moment. Down they swooped, grabbing him by the seat of his pants, and lifted Jacob from the mama bear's snapping jaws and long, sharp claws. And as they winged away, the mother bear roared in angry frustration. Behind her, three tiny bunnies and a baby bear gently waved goodbye to their newfound friend, the little earth angel called Jacob. Jacob was lost upon the earth of planets none were finer. Can you guess what Hannah did that named him Jinglehinder?
Jacob was lost on the earth. He was nowhere, that's for sure. Can you guess what Hannah did that named him Jinglehinder?
Well, she sewed and sewed in long golden stitches a finding bell on the seat of his britches.
Remember, believe in yourself and the things you do. You see your dreams and they soon will come true. You are just who you want to be. We are just who we want to be. As I'm looking for bunnies and bears to come bounding down the stairs, looking for bunnies and bears to come bounding down.